All right, we're back in session. Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since our last legislative meeting, the Government Operations Committee has actually had two meetings. We had a fairly heavy agenda with a lot of the year-end resolutions, so we held that, did that, a lot of that work during our regular meeting. And then we had a second meeting the next day in which we spent some time talking more in depth about our redistricting proposals for a committee, constitutional convention, and briefly on status of the minutes policy. At our regular meeting, a good deal of the time was spent on the road protection ordinance, or law, I should say, not ordinance. And we had invited in members of the public, and also representatives came in from the Ag and Farmland Protection Board, and also the Tompkins County Council of Government. I want to thank Monica Roth and Debbie Teeter for coming in for the Ag Board, and Don Barber and Jason Leifer for coming in for TCOG. We made some changes to the proposed local law to include an exemption for agriculture, agricultural activities. That seemed to be a concern, although we really didn't think that the law would prohibit those kind of regular seasonal kind of activities. We thought by adding the exemption that will eliminate any question about that. We passed a resolution to schedule a public hearing. I think that will be coming to our next meeting. Pretty much that's where we are.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. You have Resolution P.
Resolution P, appropriation from the county contingent fund to cover expenses related to full county primary election, Board of Elections, and I so move.
Is there a second? Dave seconds that. Any discussion?
If I may, as you recall, there was no money budgeted in the 2010 budget to cover the cost of a potential primary, and it was a gubernatorial year, and there were significant primaries, particularly at the state level. And the cost of that is $25,294, and we have a bill, and we have to pay it.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions? Ready to vote. All in favor of Resolution P, please. I did it again. Short form roll call. Sorry.
Ms. Pryor?
She's not here.
Yes. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Proto?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous. Thank you. Any other questions on Mike's report? Any other part of Mike's report? All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee. Pam, we blew by a report from you, so if you have anything that you want to...
We have not met since our last meeting. So and we won't meet again until our next meeting.
I like that.
That's my report.
That's perfect. Let's see if Jim can top that. Budget and Capital Committee, Jim Dennis, Chair.
I barely have a report. Did someone pull some items off?
Yeah, you have G and I both came off.
It was the implementation of the 2011 budget memberships. What are the questions?
That's right. So you want to move that?
Yeah, I want to move it.
All right. Is there a second? Pam seconds. So Frankie raised it.
I had it pulled. The question I have is, it's more of an observation, but I think in going over our budget for 2012, there's a couple of things in here that I think deserve an explanation. We're paying for memberships for at least two of our departments to be members of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm puzzled by that. One is the airport, Ithaca-Tompkins Regional Airport. The other one is the Solid Waste Division. Oh, three departments, and then Workforce Development. And I'm just curious as to, and you don't have to answer it now, but at some point, I know Martha is on the board, and we have, I used to be the alternative, but we have an alternative also. And I'm just curious as to why we're paying for three memberships to the Chamber of Commerce as county departments. The other is, and by the way, one of those memberships from Workforce Development, we're paying for an individual membership as well as an agency membership, which puzzles me too. The Ithaca-Tompkins County Transportation Council.
I'm sorry, Frank, before you go, what do you mean there's an individual member?
Say again?
You mean Solid Waste Barb is listed?
Yeah, you see where we're paying for a membership way up. It's towards the top of that page four. $400, Barbara Ekstrom, Chamber of Commerce. We're paying for a membership in the Toastmasters Club. I don't understand that one. I don't think the Toastmasters Club is a professional membership. I think that's something else. But if you go down to Workforce Development, down towards the bottom of the page, it says county membership, $350, Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. I would feel a little more comfortable reviewing these a little more closely for 2012. But can I go back to this Ithaca-Tompkins Transportation Council? There's four items, and this might be an easy one. We're paying for memberships to the American Planning Association, New York State Traffic Safety Board, Institute of Transportation Engineers, excuse me, and the Association of MPOs. And maybe Ed can answer this. Since ITCTC's budget is totally funded by somebody else, and we just approve them, and it's a pass, are these reimbursed to the county through that, Ed?
You know, all of their budget goes through the county. That's why they're on here, to my knowledge. It's not county money.
So these will be reimbursed even though they appear on our budget.
It's
okay. So that's my concern, Martha. I just would like us to review our membership, the list of memberships we pay for. We're paying for somebody to be a member of the Bar Association, for heaven's sakes, and it isn't Jonathan.
Julie. Frank, since you brought up the airport and solid waste as having their own membership in the chamber, they have done that for a long time, and it's intentional. They are enterprise entities, and the connections for business purposes are important for both of those organizations, as I understand it. It's also not taxpayer money in the way most of these are. With respect to the Toastmasters Club, I remember wondering about that in the past. And the some of the folks that Barbara Ekstrom have hired in the past, and some of them are still there and some of them aren't, have received very useful training with respect to how to speak before the public and interact with the public by going through some of that training. And that was a reason for them once upon a time, and I assume that may still continue, but since you singled those out, I thought I should share the little bit I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Jim?
I was going to mention that the airport and the solid waste were enterprise, and that would be a part of their cost of doing business for them.
And then the third one being under workforce development, they also have a significant interest in those relationships as well. So.
Well, the workforce development is not an enterprise operation, is it?
No, but that's the county membership. And by the way, that means that anyone here is entitled to go to any chamber events with a fee as a member. They usually have different fees as members versus non-members. So you should know that. If you're interested in going to a chamber event, you can sign up as a member. So, but I think that that's, I haven't talked to Diane about it, but I think that that's, I assume, the reason that that's important to that department.
Okay. Thank you. Duly, thanks for the explanation.
Peter.
One of the problems with a long discussion is sometimes it piques your interest. does anybody tell me how many members there are of the Chamber of Commerce?
In the neighborhood, the local, about 650 or so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. Okay. At least this is not a large fraction of the membership.
No. Resolution G. Are we ready to vote on it?
I'm confused.
All right. All right. All in favor, Resolution G, please raise your hand. Any opposed? All right, thank you. And
the other was I?
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yep.
Changes in positions, various departments, and I would move that.
And there is a revised version in your folders?
Yes.
Pam's at a second? That's a second. So who pulled it off?
I did. I know that we've reduced revised the individuals. It looks like the revision cut back on positions, some of the positions already. But the general question I have is, each time we raise the number of hours from 35 to 40, what's the effect on the retirement and on the health benefits?
There'd be no effect on health benefits. That is basically a fixed cost. It would, to the extent that individual is paid more, it would affect pension benefits. There's a one-year lag, but it would affect pension benefits. It would affect our FICA payment because that relates to salary as well, but it would not affect health.
Joe, do you think with the number of changes that are on this sheet, is the amount that's we're going to be affected by increasing the hours, is it significant?
No. And this was part and parcel of the strategies for the budgets as well. The departments, when they put their budgets together, also had to think about varying these hours too. So.
Well, and in Ed's case, or in planning's case, where they've actually cut hours back, that would affect the retirement by lowering the contribution, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Thank you. Thanks, Martha.
Sure. Probation is a lowering. There's a mix here. So, Kathy.
Thank you. I was just trying to figure out whether the changes in the revised version were editorial or whether they were factual or a combination of the two, and whether they came out of committee or were as a result of departmental revisions.
I can't answer that. I don't know where the revised version came from.
Joe?
Nor do I.
Where did the revised version come from?
Kathy?
I believe there are probably changes that were submitted to personnel by the departments.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Ready to vote on the revised resolution. All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you, Jim.
We have a scheduled meeting for December 27th, and I've been told by the people in the front of the room that we have nothing for that agenda, so there will not be a meeting. And I'll just follow Pam sometime when we have a meeting in January.
I'm sure there will be people really wishing you could have a meeting on December 27th, but
yeah, that would be ugly.
Thank you for that announcement, Jim.
Let me just say thank you all for all the whole year, the budget that we worked on, and the members of the committee. I thought it was a good group, and I appreciated the work they've all done.
Thank you, Jim. Public Safety Committee, named Shinagawa Chair.
I have no report.
Right? You're not sure?
Right. Yeah, I don't have a report.
Okay.
Yeah, we met before the last legislature meeting, and I reported after that. So I won't have. Oh, I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to
okay.
Yeah.
However, I have a question.
I won't have a report until I have a report.
Okay. I do have a question for you, which is that since public safety meets the first Monday of the month, is that
oh.
right? That would be January 3rd?
Yes. I would like to consider moving that.
You'll probably. All right. So public safety members, stay tuned.
Yes.
You'll hear from Nathan as to whether that's going to happen or be moved or whatever. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Will
all
that
right.
be a joint meeting with Pam and Clarence?
Maybe. Who knows? Thank you, Nathan. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Leslie McBean, Claire Bourne Chair.
I just want Nathan to know that he wouldn't have any report for the legislature meeting, which would happen the next day. I'll have no report, no report. WDIC will meet tomorrow at 3:30. But I want to take this opportunity to offer a couple of things. As chair of WDIC and as a member of this community and as a part of this legislative body, I do want to take the time to offer a hearty welcome to Dr. Luvelle Brown, who is the new superintendent of schools of the Ithaca City School District. It is unfortunate that his hiring to head up the school district has been met with such community challenge from certain members of this community who are concerned about his hire and why he's here and question his qualifications. It just continues to speak to the amount of work that we have to do. And, you know, questioning those things in such a public way, certainly people have a right to speak out, have a right to, but I wish that folks, when they knew that this process was happening and had concerns, would have taken the opportunity to get on board, show up for the meetings that the public was invited to, share their comments instead of wait until after the fact when someone has been hired, especially a black man, and then put things out there that make it seem like we're just hiring somebody just because. So certainly I want to sort of counteract that and just say welcome to him and wish him well. And I hope that each of us will take the time to be as supportive as we can so that he isn't already set up to fail, because that's what it's beginning to feel like. I also want to take this opportunity from WDIC. It would be one of the things we'll be sharing tomorrow at our meeting as in announcements, that on Monday, the 27th, when there will not be a budget meeting, that there will be a Kwanzaa celebration at the Southside Community Center. I mention this because there's always concern in about what the celebration is about. There's nothing religious about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is an affirmation primarily for African Americans, but for all of us, about just our successes and about where we're going. And as a legislative body, we certainly have had a year of challenge and a year of success. And I invite all of you to come celebrate on the 27th, 6 p.m. at the Southside Community Center. We continue to work, Sarah and I, on getting our reports together for the survey from that WDIC conducted, as well as some other materials. I will say that when I took on the chairpersonship of WDIC, I thought that this would be a easy road to sort of get some of this done. Anything that has to do with inclusion and diversity usually is challenging. I say easy not in the sense that it wouldn't be challenging, but it wouldn't be as much work, and it is. So it does take a lot of time, and I want to remind people that it is not, there's no easy fix to these things. When you see the sort of stuff that's playing out in the news around Dr. Luvelle Brown, you realize that each time you take one step forward, it feels like you're being shot back three steps or four steps backwards. And so the work is just continuous. It is just continuous. But I appreciate all of your patience and support. We are plumbing along as best we can at the committee, trying to make our county a model organization when it comes to supporting inclusion. Hoping that we will continue like we always do in being at the forefront and having others follow us with what we do. Again, thanks for your support. Thanks for your support of Sarah. It's been a lot of work, and we just hope to continue doing what we're doing and moving in the right direction.
Thank you, Leslie. Jim?
I want to take a little different approach. I was the only person in this group, I think, who interviewed all three candidates. And the person who was picked for the job, first of all, the money. If people criticize the money, then they really don't know what's going on in the world of superintendents around the country and around New York State. There are superintendents in New York State in half the size districts that we're in who are starting out at 155, 180, 160. So that's really not a good measure of the whole process. I interviewed all three of them as a member of the community. There were two people who had been superintendents in different places, New Jersey and New York. This man was not a superintendent, but he was an assistant superintendent and had been a building principal. And he impressed me as a guy who, first of all, he's young, he has young children, and he had a commitment to Ithaca that I think he seems like the kind of person, they give him the job, he's going to hang around a while. And he has some things he wants to do. And I thought he was a really interesting guy. Number one, he's a basketball fan. And number two, he has young children. Number three, already since he's been here, my wife works for the Family Reading Partnership. He's already been out there. I mean, nobody here has been out there, I don't think, except me. And, you know, he went out to that place and talked to those people, and he's very interested in early childhood reading and things like that. So I think they got a really good vibe with this guy. And the board members I've talked to over time have said, you know, we're totally behind him and we want him to succeed. And as a former teacher and a parent in this district, I want him to succeed. So whatever we can do to help that, I think, will be a plus for us and certainly a plus for the district.
Thank you, Jim. Frank, well, here we go. Frank, Leslin, Pat, and then I'll put myself in.
Leslin, I was listening to what you said about how much work is going into this.
Tired.
I'm reminded by the saying, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. But we have a spot on our agenda for municipal officials. Why don't we invite the six different school districts? Why don't
That's
we invite
idea.
The superintendents one by one to come and give us a little at the beginning of the meetings like you do with the others? And especially this gentleman, it might be a nice gesture.
That's a great idea, Frank.
We'd start the year off with something like that.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And I, at TCOG, had reminded people the last TCOG meeting that we have this slot for municipal officials. We may need a little more of a nudge if we really want to get people here, but that's a great idea. Okay. Leslin, then Pat, then me.
I just want to add to what Jim said that it was really interesting. Dr. Brown had been out in the community, and he did come by GIAC. I wasn't there. And heard just of the response from the children, because he'd been in school, and just about every child at GIAC remembered him. He left such an impression on these children. They all were like, Dr. Brown, hi, you're here. Well, you were at GIAC? You know, you were in our school, and they were just thoroughly impressed and enamored that here is this person who'd been in their schools, and then he showed up someplace else. So he's been making his rounds and impressing the people who he should impress the most, are children. And does have a good head about what is needed. Also, just knowing that he has children as well that will be attending your schools is something to be valued. I am reminded when we did our first public health director search, just remembering talking to the night of the decision, some of the school board members who were just elated that their first choice, you know, sort of accepted this position. You know, it's not often that that happens, and it's sort of like how we felt when we were like, oh, we were unanimous in our decision, the public health director. It doesn't happen often. And so it was just that kind of energy, and to have it sort of brought down by, you know, some of the things that are being said is, it's unfortunate in our community, and we hope that it will stop.
Pat?
I would like to make a comment that has to do with diversity, if I may. I was going to talk about this at the committee tomorrow, but I think it would be appropriate to mention it here tonight. Tomorrow there will be a signing ceremony at the White House to celebrate the legislation that was recently passed on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And this is certainly a step toward more full inclusion for the LGBT Amen. Community and the civil rights of our nation. And I'm very proud to know that that's happening. There are certainly many activists in the LGBT community who have worked very, very hard over the years to reach this point. But I think that we would be the first people to recognize that this would not have happened had there not been a real shift in the broader community and among our allies, that we have many allies out there who have also worked to get to this step. There's still a long ways to go. We still have some very clear goals that we'll be working toward, but this is definitely one more step toward inclusion, and I just think that it's worth mentioning. So yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Pat. I'm glad the evening is not concluding without a mention of that momentous decision. I agree with you. And my question to you, Leslie, you are talking about the Ithaca Times editorial, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. And I read that. I couldn't believe what I was reading. But was gratified that the following week they had something like a dozen letters that, like,
right.
each took a – just slammed. Just
right.
slammed the editorial and then printed side by side with an apology. So
right.
that's a step.
And recognizing, too, Martha, that aside from the public editorial, there are a number of us who get, you know, emails and stuff that are just ugly and unfortunate, you know, to deal with things like this. Makes you wonder why you do what you do.
Well, I hope you don't really wonder. I think we all appreciate it. My brother lives in Charlottesville, and his kids enjoyed the school system there, and my sister-in-law is a therapist in their system and speaks very highly of him, so... you know, I do hope we will certainly change the feeling that he won't recognize that is how Ithaca really feels. So, thank you all very much. We do have one more item of business, the minutes of November 16th and December 7th. Do I have a motion on those? Frank moves. Is there a second? Carol seconds. Julie?
I have a few changes in each set of minutes. I hope you all had a chance to look at them. On November 16th, I'll mention what I have.
No, I don't think you need to go through them. Okay.
They're okay with me.
I'll consider them friendly.
Friendly to the mover and seconder. That's good. Pam, did you have a hand up?
Yes, and what... I would like to do is, this is in reference to some comments I made. It's the December 7th meeting. It's on page 18, or it's actually page 14, yes, 14B, packet hitting up page 70. And I just wanted to take out a couple of sentences, and I want to take them out because they don't reflect what I said, and it seemed to be easier just to take them out than to try and make it reflect what I said. So if people don't mind, I would like to take out two sentences in the third paragraph of that page.
The December 7th one?
Yes, it's packet number page 70. It's where I'm talking. Ms. McAsee said she opposes the resolution. And I wanted to take out the second sentence, which just says, with regard to the PIF, she does not believe it makes a difference whether a project were inside or outside the city of Ithaca. In the next sentence, I wanted after, she said that what makes this project different is the IDA has a history, adding in IDA has a history of not dealing with retail businesses.
So you're removing a sentence and then adding those words to the
yes.
next sentence.
And then I wanted to take out, in addition, she is not supportive of the PIF and said if it does not benefit BJ's, then the other $2 million funding should not be necessary. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And it's possible that I don't make sense, but in the next sentence it actually was reflecting what I said. So I just didn't think that was necessary.
Okay. Is that friendly to Frank?
The first one, with regard to the PIF, she does not believe it makes a difference whether a project were inside or outside the city of Ithaca. Is that what was on the tape?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Because, Pam, are you saying you didn't say that?
What I said, well, and what I'm saying, you know, it's possible I said this wrong. I mean, what I was saying is that from our viewpoint as the county, it doesn't make any difference if a project is in the city or outside the city. I mean, there were people here talking about whether it should be in the city or it shouldn't be in the city. And my point was that it doesn't make any difference to us as county legislators. So I wasn't talking about the PIF. I was talking about the project. And I mean, I guess the PIF is part of the project, but yeah. it wasn't really.
What did you really mean, Pam?
It seems to me that to remove something from the minutes.
I'm beginning to feel like Kathy. That if
you are?
Yeah. I mean, if it truly is what you said, you ought to leave it in. The other ones, I don't think that's just clarification, adding the IDA and.
Okay, well, then what I should say is with regard to the county legislature, she does not believe it makes any difference whether a project is inside the city or outside the city. So just leave that in. Change the PIF to with regard to the county legislature, because that's what I meant. And
what do you think, Carol?
That is what I understood her to say. Impact on the county from the PIF.
Is the mic down?
Regardless of the location of the project. I do remember her saying something to that effect, and I am happy to have her
Frank,
correct
the record.
Come on. So it would be friendly.
Let it
to
go.
Me.
Frank.
Okay, as long as you're not going to have another question.
Listen, I don't do this. I don't do this. You know, this is very rare. If I did this every month.
Okay, we don't need to drag it out. He said yes.
That's right.
So that's good.
Why.
All right. And Kathy, you got that? Or Michelle. Okay. Kathy?
I would just like the minutes to reflect that Frank feels the same way I do.
Bargaining chip.
All right. Going once, going twice with those changes, accept it as friendly. All in favor of the both sets of minutes, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That passes 14 to 2? 13 to 2.
Yes. Okay. Was this a vote on all the minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
And for the record, that was a joke. I didn't really mean to have asked that the minutes just
no,
to say
right.
that.
Okay, so you don't want the minutes. All right.
But I did vote against them.
All right.
Kathy, you're saying you didn't really mean it?
Ask Frank.
It's getting late.
That's a like record way to end the year, folks. Mike?
We'll go into executive session.
Thank you. Any second? It's from Brian. We're going to
executive.
The motion is to go into executive session for real estate negotiations, and I do expect us to come out of session to take a public action afterwards. Okay, all in favor of going to executive session under those conditions? Any opposed? That's unanimous. We'll take a five-minute break for the cameras to shut down. Please take your seats. We're back in open session. Could legislators please take their seats? Thank you. We have an additional measure that we would like to take action on at this point. I would like to turn this over to the chair of the Budget Committee as an issue that we discussed in the Joint Committee this afternoon.
And that would be resolution T or S?
S and T. Yes, S and T.
Okay, resolution S, making a negative
This is a motion to add them to the agenda.
All right, motion to add resolution S. Do I have to say the title?
Yes.
Making a negative determination of environmental significance in relation to resolution of 2010, approving the purchase of property located at 214, 216 West State Street, Martin Luther King Jr. Street, Ithaca, New York.
Is there a second? Pat seconds that. So let's do one at a time. So is there any discussion on adding this to the agenda? Brian?
Just other than where it has resolution number...
Oh,
we don't have it. Okay, never mind.
Right.
Never mind. I thought it was T.
It's not T?
Right, they do that in a consecutive order.
Is it T?
Yes,
no,
it's S. And then it will be assigned a number.
Okay. Oh, okay. So in the title, we should make that T? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is on adding it to the agenda. Carol?
Yeah, I just want the record to show that I do have an objection to... adding this to the agenda without having had sufficient time to review the environmental form myself.
All right, we're ready to vote. Please raise your hand if you're approving adding this to the agenda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed? 2, that passes 12 to 2. And then let's do resolution T, and then we can discuss the whole idea.
All right. I am attempting to add resolution number T, approving the purchase of the property located at 214, 216 West State Street, Martin Luther King Jr. Street, City of Ithaca. And I would move that.
Is there a second? Mike Lane seconds that. Any discussion? All in favor of adding this to the agenda, please raise your hand. Opposed? 2 opposed. That passes 12 to 2. Jim, I would ask for a friendly change to the first resolve that instead of facilities and infrastructure, it should be budget and capital committee, since that was
in
T, I'm sorry.
In S?
Actually, both of them.
Right. Okay.
Facilities. Is that friendly? Actually,
yeah.
All right. Is that friendly to the mover and seconders?
Yes.
Not on the table yet. All right. All right. We now have to actually move them to get them on the table.
And so I would move, resolution S, making a negative determination of environmental significance in relation to the resolution number of 2010, approving the purchase of property located at 214, 216 West State Street, Martin Luther King Jr. Street, Ithaca, New York, with the appropriate changes.
That's been moved, and Pat seconds. If I could turn this to Joe to introduce this, would you like to give us
a
description?
These resolutions would authorize the county to purchase the building that we've come to know as the Carpet Bazaar. The intent of this purchase is to find a new place of occupancy for COFA. We have been in the hunt for space for COFA for some time, and it's motivated not by a desire for creature comforts, but because as a part of the Court Facilities Act, we need to accommodate the space needs of the New York State court system, and this is the first stated step of that accommodation. We have to leave this building. We have to free up space in this building. We had to find a new home for COFA. And again, after a long search looking at a number of alternatives, we believe this is the appropriate property for that relocation to happen. The specific economics of the proposal would have the county paying the owners $52,000 a year for the next 15 years. Present value of that is $600,000. So that's, again, the economic terms of the proposal. We would very much like to close on this property sometime before March 1st because we'd really like to get going on the renovation of the building for COFA's needs. I don't know if there's anything else in here that I need to mention. Certainly as we look at this, there is some urgency, and we're acting with we think, responsible speed in accommodating this. I know that we've also talked about a study for a potential center of government building in the future. And I think we all need to emphasize that that's to study a project that wouldn't occur for several years. It's a long-term proposition. This is a short-term and immediate need. So I guess, Martha, with that, that's... I'm recommending that we move forward with the purchase of this building.
I would, as chair of the Capital Plan Review Committee, I want to describe that our committee has talked about this almost every meeting of, it feels like every meeting of our committee this year. I joined the legislature in January 2002, and we were talking about moving COFA out of the courthouse then. And it was described as something we really had to do in a hurry. So the Office of Court Administration has been exceedingly generous in terms of time. I would also say that in terms of the county government's concerns about the crowding in the courthouse, in this building, the purposes that they need the space for will serve all of our county residents as well. I mean, we see people, when we walk through this building during the day, we see people jammed in corners and hanging out on stairs talking to their attorneys in full public view, and maybe somebody they're fighting with in court is walking by. And these are among the uses that will... the space that COFA will leave will free up, and this is really a vital, it's not just because we're being asked to leave because of the state law to supply adequate space for the courthouse, but in truth, this is an intrinsic need for our own interests as well. Our staff has searched high and low, long and wide for adequate space for COFA. The courts have been very patient, and I feel that, and then our staff has been diligent in negotiating this arrangement as well. So I feel that it is something, even though it's been at least an eight-year project, it's a short-term need. I think we have done the due diligence to take this step. Jim.
Let me remind you that we only have Resolution S on the floor.
Right. Okay. Well, we're putting it in context. Pam.
Yes, I just wanted Joe to... I think some people might not, who are out there, all eight people who are still listening to us, might not know what COFA stands for. And I was... Could you...
County Office for the Aging.
Our acronyms are...
That's right.
...not known by everybody.
Thank you. Frank.
Call the question, please.
All right. All in favor of calling the question. Is there a second? I'm sorry. All right. All in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That passes 12 to 2. Then we are voting on Resolution S on the negative declaration on the environmental review. All in favor of Resolution S, please raise your hand. Opposed? That passes 11 to 3. Carol?
Yeah. I really feel like it's important for me to have in the record an explanation of why I felt moved to vote against this. Will you permit that, Madam Chair?
Can we wait till it gets on the floor, Carol?
It was voted on.
You're voting against the project or against the review? Tell you what, why don't you can discuss both your feeling on both when we get T on the floor. Jim?
Move resolution T.
Okay, is there a second? Is there a second? All right, Peter seconds. Thank you.
I wanted something on the record about S. I'm not going to comment on T. You want me to wait to do that?
Well, T is on the floor now. So
I have my hand up.
If you will, the question was called, so if you want to use your time on debating T to talk about S, nobody's going to stop you. So is there a discussion of T? Mike.
Carol. I'm going to support this because I think we've done the homework here. We looked at some other properties. We looked at the costs. And I think that this makes a lot of sense because of the square footage available here for our county office for the aging, plus some spare square footage, which will be available for either to rent out or to move some of our other operation to if necessary.
Thank you, Mike. Carol.
Yeah. COFA was the first set of county facilities that I toured, and I really feel strongly that we need a place to put COFA. But I was opposed to the negative declaration and to the to putting this on the floor tonight, to the negative declaration and to the purchase of this particular property without having benefit of time to check with our colleagues on Common Council and in the City Planning Department. I do believe that the environmental effect has to include a consideration of the character of the nearby community, the economic and commercial health of downtown Ithaca, where we've spent as a city a long time developing West State Street, the State Street corridor, to lead people from the commercial and vibrant center that we have in downtown Ithaca, that we've now spread along West State Street. So for me, I think it's important to at least consider that and consult with people, our counterparts in that part of government. So I can't support this right now and would have preferred to have more time for reaction.
Jim? You had your hand up?
I did, but were you going to call for a vote?
Or do I need to call the question? We're open for discussion. Dooley?
I voted no on the previous resolution because although I tried to have a look at the environmental assessment form, it could not be found for me to look at, so I felt very uncomfortable voting for something that I wasn't able to look at. I will be supporting this resolution because it now includes some language about the fact that we won't consummate the purchase if the site is found to have any unmitigatable significant environmental issues. And although I'm sympathetic with what Carol said, it's my understanding that the city administration in some form is aware of the county's interest in this building. And so I don't feel that it will surprise the city. I have not heard any negative reaction from the city with respect to this acquisition.
In fact, the city administration and the staff and the mayor have been apprised of this since about the beginning of our investigation of this site. Frank?
Thank you, Martha. I have been around all of the time that we have been looking for space for COFA, going back as far as even beyond Irene, when Irene was the prior director. Margaret Harding.
Margaret Harding.
Actually, we started looking for space when Margaret Harding was the director. But that's the rumor, Joe. Anyway, my no vote is not, it shouldn't be construed as not being in favor of looking for space. I'm just, as you know from our discussions among ourselves, I simply think this is too high a price to pay for this building. It's nothing more than that. I'm concerned about what the cost for renovation is going to be. Probably not as extensive as one might think, because this is basically a large open box. But I think the staff has done a very good job, Joe and Jonathan and David, in putting together, and of course Ed and Norrell looking at the configuration. And my no vote shouldn't be construed as any sort of a reflection on them whatsoever. I just think this is too much money to pay for a building that's assessed at $300,000.
I would point out that there's the figure of $52,000 a year for 15 years. The 2011 budget includes in it, Joe, you said $80,000 for rent?
Yes.
So, yep. So that's under that. Any other discussion? All right, ready to vote.
Do we have a roll call, please?
That sounds good. Carol McCarthy? Resolution T.
Ms. Pryor?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Ms. Chak?
Reluctantly, no.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
Yes.
Mr. Lane?
Yes.
Ms. Mackesy?
Yes.
Ms. Bean Claiborne?
No.
Mr. McKenna?
Yes.
Mr. Proto?
No.
Ms. Robertson?
Yes.
11 ayes, 3 noes.
That passes.
I
want to thank all the staff that worked so hard on this, and I really believe this is Lisa smiling in the back. Closure is a good thing, especially at the end of the year. We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor? Thank you. Good night.